Most people don't see poverty. What does it look like? Photographer Matt Black is in a good position to answer that question. He's been documenting poverty for years near his home in California's Central Valley. He wanted to see how it compared to the rest of the country. So this summer, Matt got in his car and traveled 18,000 miles across America. The end result is a project called The Geography of Poverty. Matt Black spoke with Jeannie Yandel about his collection of black and white photographs.
You know, soon discovered there's thousands of them. There's thousands of communities across the country that reach this threshold. And I saw that it was actually possible to connect them all in one continuous route from coast to coast and back again. So the fact that, you know, you can do this, you can actually travel all across the country without ever leaving, you know, these, quote, poverty areas is amazing to me.
Well, now that you've finished the project and you've traveled all over the country visiting these communities and photographing them, what's your biggest takeaway?
Even though, you know, I traveled through, you know, places that on the surface vary wildly, right? To me, they all ended up feeling the same. And when I returned to California a little over 2 weeks ago and pulled into the Central Valley, in a lot of ways, it felt as if I'd never really left. And it really did feel like one continuous and connected kind of landscape and, you know, in fact, one community.
Well, Matt, I have to say, when I look through your photos from the Geography of Poverty Project, the thing that really struck me was just how lonely each photo looked. I mean, some of the photos you took look like you take them in ghost towns. I think there was one photo that had more than one person in it, and in that photo, none of the people were making eye contact with each other. It's like they all existed by themselves. How do you think that gets to what it means to live at that poverty level in the United States, that kind of loneliness and isolation you captured?
Well, I think, you know, in large part, that's part of the point I'm trying to make with this work is that these are places that really have been kind of isolated, right, and cut off. And it's the overall feeling is that, you know, America and, you know, these mythologies we have about the American dream and so on is, you know, something that's not accessible from here. You know, you can't get there from here.
Matt, when you were here in the Northwest, you visited Pasco and Clarkston, and you visited Coos Bay in Oregon as well. I know you said that a lot of these neighborhoods and communities were quite similar around the country, but what struck you about the Northwest after driving through the rest of America?
You know, the Northwest in particular, what became really clear to me was like the you know, the strong linkages between these communities and natural resources, right? They really were towns built on, you know, in the case of North Dakota now, of course, you know, with fracking and oil, what's going on there, and then the lumber and so on, you know, through Idaho and into Washington, on into Oregon, and then along the coast with the fishing industry. And, you know, to me, it just raised a lot of questions about, you know, the huge amount of wealth that's been withdrawn, you know, from the land. And what's left behind, you know, after the decline, particularly, you know, of timber and now what we're seeing with fishing, what's left behind for the communities themselves?
Well, when you were in Coos Bay, you took a photo of a fisherman. Could you describe that photo for us?
I was just having to leave town, and I wanted to take one more walk along the bay, and it turns out it was the beginning of the salmon run. And the bay was just choked with boats out there kind of following the salmon as they drifted, you know, downstream. And it was just really beautiful. And, you know, it's important to me, you know, in all of my work and in this project in particular that, you know, all aspects of life are represented. So in Coos Bay, you know, being able to photograph the salmon runs, and in North Dakota, being able to photograph the, you know, the buffalo pastures of the Lakota, and all these things, you know, it's important. It's not all doom and gloom. There's lots of beauty and tradition and history that I'm trying to, you know, capture and render in this work as well.
I'm telling you something you already know here, but there's a long history of photographers capturing images of poverty in the United States. How do you think your work fits into that?
You know, I've taken it very seriously, my responsibility to represent this one particular place, home, which is the Central Valley, California. And, you know, it's a place that's been photographed much over the years, including by, you know, people going way back to the 1930s and the FSA photographers like Dorothea Lange and so on. So, you know, I understand and have dealt with, you know, for 20 years or so, kind of, you know, the complexity that you deal with when you deal with difficult subjects. But for me, you know, the fact that I can use this voice that I have as a photographer to represent, you know, places, communities, people, history, and current circumstances of people that really don't get that much attention to begin with. That's the motivation for doing what I do.
Well, and I'm probably going to say something now that you already know as well, but one of the criticisms of photographing poverty is that it's a kind, it's poverty porn, essentially, that people who aren't living in poverty get to view this from a comfortable distance. And even though the photograph is there, it doesn't actually do anything for the person who's living in poverty. What's your response to that idea?
I strongly disagree with that, and I think that it's a way too simplistic of a reaction, and that I've, you know, after devoting, you know, basically my entire working life to trying to represent these places, the value of having, you know, the attention and the focus and keeping these issues in the forefront of the discussion clearly outweighs, in my mind, any of these other, you know, criticisms, which I think, frankly, are just off-base and cynical. We have a serious problem in this country with income inequality and just, you know, disparity across the board. And the goal of this trip and the goal of this project is to get people talking about that.
That's photographer Matt Black speaking with Jeannie Yandel. His project is called The Geography of Poverty, photos he took while traveling 18,000 miles across America.